Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and we say good morning and happy new year, first 2019 appearance for Laura Turbide. Welcome back.
Good morning. How are
always
you?
Always good to have you here.
Great.
How are you?
Very well.
Now, I know we always ask about news and notes and things, and I know that tomorrow is Walk-In Wednesday at the three Finger Lakes Health HR offices. You go on flhealth.org/jobs, see what's open, walk in and apply.
You do, and we welcome people because, as you can imagine, we have such a range of employment opportunities. People don't even recognize everything from registration to medical assistance to our CNA program to countless opportunities in nursing, in practices. And we're going to talk today, actually, with some with one of our administrators at our FLH Medical PC practice. So it's certainly what takes it takes a village to keep these communities running and these healthcare facilities running. And we are always looking for talented people who want to be part of something in their own community.
How are these working out in terms of, do you find qualified people walk in and you go, hey, where have you been?
Absolutely. And I know for sure HR wouldn't keep doing it if it didn't. We just know people find jobs in different ways now. It's no longer sort of the beat the bushes with your paper resume kind of thing. It is online. It's connecting through communities. It's always been sort of that word of mouth. But this is a great chance to come in person, not really a huge commitment other than get yourself there with your credentials and begin talking a little bit about where's the right fit. And I think that's the most important thing is, we have so many opportunities across our health system, whether it's long-term care, acute care, the practices, whether it's more of an office. People don't realize we have people who do purchasing, people who do cleaning, people who do cooking. Like, it is so much people who do like what I do, people who do finance. It's a range of things. So it's clinical as well as non-clinical. And we welcome people to pop in and learn what's available and how they might see a fit in being part of a fantastic Finger Lakes Health family.
So it's real easy, flhealth.org/jobs, and then you can walk in with your resume and be all dressed up fancy at any of the three HR offices, one at Soldiers and Sailors in Penn Yan, one at, is it 45 Seneca Street, I believe, downtown, and then the third at the Huntington Living Center in Waterloo.
It is. And we also have other timely news in the sense that we have our Dr. Ridding presentation in Canandaigua. We have a few very select spots left for that, and that's at the in Canandaigua with the Culinary Institute.
Oh, right, on hip replacement.
Yes.
Forgot about that one. Oh, I'm slipping.
Yes. And so with that, give us a call if you have an interest in going, if you'd like to attend. We are very much, you know, thrilled to have the region's only hand and upper extremity physician out. Very educational presentation, by the way. I saw pieces of it. So if you or someone you know might be interested in learning more about that specialty or have a need for either have had that kind of shoulder pain you've just been living with or something that's an old injury or a new injury, give us a ring at 787-4636 and we'll try to get you in. But literally, we're filling the last spots today.
Right?
It is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow
night.
Tomorrow night at New York Kitchen in Canandaigua with the former Wine and Culinary Center.
Yeah. So thank you.
All right, let's meet our guest.
Yes, I'm always happy to have Andre Forcier with us. And Andre, as people have heard before, oversees our practices. FLH Medical PC is administrator. A lot to do with that job, as you can imagine. So that includes things like all of our primary care practices, things like Interlake Lakes Orthopedics, things ultimately like urgent care, where you've heard from Bob Switzer, who works with Andre on that. So a huge amount of administrative responsibility for what are really, I would say, key entry points to our health system for people who are looking for primary care, specialty care. We're going to talk about a couple things with our diabetes care center, and we're going to talk, of course, about how to help, what you should look for when you're choosing a physician, whether it's be for primary specialty care. And we've also got news to announce of a new Victor office for our orthopedics. So our orthopedic continues to grow and have boundless opportunity and capacity for patients. So we know that there are people in the other part of the county that would really like to access us. So we have a new space in Victor that we're opening up for Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery that we're going to talk about.
All right, Andre, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, I've been stressing about this all morning because my medical guests keep throwing all these acronyms at me, and I couldn't figure out CAO until Laura said administrative, so it's Chief Administrative Officer.
That's right.
All right. all morning long, I'm going, hey, what does A stand for? So let's just talk a little bit about that job. That's a broad range of responsibilities over all these various interconnected practices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my job entails strategic opportunities as well as overseeing the day-to-day operations of the business. I work very closely with the physicians and serve as sort of a working liaison back with the health system and the physician networks. FLHPC is its own entity, but of course we're affiliated with Finger Lakes Health. So a lot of day-to-day operations, but as well as some strategic planning.
So let's talk about this Victor office now. That's a kind of a little bit new geographical area. Does that indicate an expanding out of the Finger Lakes Health footprint? Is that part of a larger plan?
It does. You know, we, especially in our orthopedic department, so we've had a long-standing history of a great reputation in orthopedics, and we've had a lot of patients coming from, you know, western and northern regions compared to our typical geographic area. So it made sense to start expanding out that way to have a little more convenience for our patients. That will be Dr. Guy Klein. He's the newest of our orthopedic surgeons, and he's fellowship trained in hip and knee replacement, joint replacement. So he'll be out there on appointment basis and really looking to expand that and bring, you know, the great reputation and the great service that we have in our orthopedic line to that part of our community that we serve.
Now, I know a big part of what we're going to talk about today is some considerations in choosing a primary care physician, but let's talk about this Diabetes Care Center program.
Yeah, so we're excited to announce there's a new program. It's going to be a free weight and wellness program. It's a free six-month program, and what it really focuses on is teaching nutrition, the role of activity, and healthy lifestyle choices to sort of manage your diabetes and weight loss before it spirals out of control. One of the most important things you can do if you have diabetes is diet and exercise. So this is a great free program that participants can come, get healthy ideas, discuss it with other group members, and really put them on the path to wellness.
And the great thing about that is weight control is a great first step toward everything, because almost every guest we have on, whether it's Dr. Joe talking about heart trouble, it's always lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. So you do that, and that's a good start for everything.
Absolutely. When you're successful at losing weight, a couple of things happen. First, your body isn't as under as much stress. Your heart doesn't have to pump as hard. You don't have to breathe as hard. Your cardiovascular is usually a little better fitness because you're exercising and you're eating a healthy diet. So weight loss is key, as you said, in a lot of different diagnoses.
Now, I was just watching TV yesterday, and I saw this. What is this thing that you get on the side of the arm for checking blood sugar instead of the finger stick?
Yeah, I believe you're talking about the new remote diabetes monitoring system. And what it does, they implant or attach this device to your arm, and you can wave a scanner. I've even seen versions where you can wave your smartphone over it, and you get a reading. It saves you from the finger sticks.
Wow.
It's relatively new, so I can't get into a lot of the clinical aspects of it, but that's essentially what we're talking about.
That's because I was going to ask if it was new, because I'd never seen that before, and I just happened, it was just a commercial for, I guess, the maker or something. I don't even remember. And I said, whoa, that's different.
Oh, yeah. Lots of advances in technology that are promoting, you know, home remote monitoring of these diseases.
So let's talk a little bit about the very basics, choosing your primary care physician, whether it's within a group like FLH Medical PC or whether it's a standalone doctor. What are some of the considerations we should be looking at?
Well, the first thing we should probably talk about is, why is it important to have a primary care physician? And the answer is, studies show that, you know, people who have a long-standing relationship with your primary care physician tend to live longer. They're less likely to die from diseases like cancer, heart disease, diabetes. And the reason's quite simple. You know, you establish a relationship early on, and you catch these things at onset when they're more preventable and before they progress to, you know, a more serious disease. So it's very important that you have a long-standing relationship with your primary care physician.
I know for a long time people were kind of using the emergency room as that service, and now we have the urgent care. Are we seeing a reduction in the number of people who just wait until something goes wrong and then go to urgent care or to the ER?
Well, the urgent care, I can speak about that, and actually we've got some exciting news with our urgent care. But we've definitely seen an uptake in the use of urgent care, which is really the more appropriate setting versus the ED. You know, the emergency room is there to treat life-threatening illnesses, stroke, heart disease, or heart attacks, things like that. Simple things like cold, flu, rashes, those are more appropriately seen in another type of setting. If not in your primary care, then at an urgent care center. But while we're on the topic of urgent cares, we've seen such a tremendous growth. We're actually happy to announce that effective February 1st, our Seneca Falls location on Balsley Road is going to be expanding hours from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. So that's going to mirror our Geneva urgent care hours.
So that's good to see that, that people are getting this concept and understanding. Well, and I like the whoever came up with the tagline, urgent but not emergent, the idea that, okay, this needs getting treated, but you don't have to go to the emergency room. You're not going to die if you have to wait 30 minutes to get it treated.
That's right. And urgent cares typically have a shorter wait time, right, because ED physicians are truly treating those life-threatening illnesses. And, you know, while you may have a cold, and it's not that it's not important, but, you know, the resources are focused on treating those life-threatening illnesses.
What's also nice when you have an established relationship with the primary care, because as much as I absolutely promote and want us to have those urgent care options for people, we know having that primary care is important because urgent care is still really episodic care. There isn't, even though our medical record is all connected and therefore people can call that up and see where you've been and get information, what you miss out on is that conversation in terms of setting health goals. You miss out on that chance to have someone who knows you and maybe your family history a little bit better. All of those things that Andre has said are such an important part of that primary care relationship. And I will certainly say that once you're established, we also set aside date, like sick visit days at these practices. So you very often can get a same day if you have an urgent need to get into your primary care physician. Obviously, it's not every single, I don't want to promise that 100% of the time at 100% of the practices. But I'll say to you, I am so impressed with how quickly our practices get people in once you have that established relationship as a primary care patient with someone. We set aside every day the chance to get those people who wake up in the morning and think, oh, what happened overnight? I felt fine yesterday. Yeah. So I think it's an important part of that relationship. And again, we all talk about healthcare. It takes a lot of resources nationally in terms of when you think about that. And with people going to higher deductible plans and things, I think we are going to see people put off more. Even the people who previously would go to the ER but didn't want to then deal with that copay, et cetera, with these high deductible plans and things, I think we are at risk that if people aren't focusing on the preventative side and really getting that primary care up front, we're going to see on the other end people struggling more with these chronic diseases and not getting them, as we talked about, under good control in the beginning, or even looking at those modifiable risk factors themselves to say, I can make a couple few changes and really be a little bit more of an advocate for my own health. And I think that's what that primary care relationship is really all about.
Let's talk about what they call bedside manner. How do you know if you're going to have a good rapport with a potential primary care doctor and if you kind of share the same goals?
Yeah, I think that's part of the importance in selecting in your selection process for primary care doctors, getting to know them a little bit, and you've got to find someone who you're going to trust, because the ultimate goal should be establishing a long-term relationship, someone you can go to with these intimate medical problems, and really liking the person as an individual, not just respecting them for their medical knowledge, but how they view you as a person and they interact with you. So, you know, one of the best ways to do that is talk with families, friends, and coworkers. They may have a physician who, you know, shares similar values to your coworker and or your family member, and that might relate to a good relationship for you with that physician.
What about philosophical things, like, for example, if you're a believer in some alternative treatments or herbal things or something, is that something you want to discuss and kind of get on the same page about?
Yeah, and you want to do that up front and early in the relationship, because those things are important to you, and part of you know, that relationship is seeing you as a whole person, not just viewing you as your medical needs, taking a look at your, you know, wellness, prevention, healthy lifestyles, but also your mental, your behavioral health issues, things like that. So if you've got philosophical ideologies that are really important to you, it's important to establish those up front with your physician and make sure that it's going to be a good fit.
All right, what's the best way to find a primary care physician through FLH Medical PC?
Well, one of the easiest way to do it is to go to www.flhealth.org and click on the Find a Doctor link.
All right, very good. Andre, thanks. Always good to see you. Laura, Happy New Year. Look to learn a whole lot more this year as we do every year.
Happy New Year. I'd also like to put a shout out that on February 19th, we'll be doing a 3D mammo pink ribbon cutting from 3 to 5 p.m. on Tuesday. More to come. We'll talk about that much more, but mark your calendars now. We're excited. The community helped make 3D mammo happen, as did Dave and Brenda Rickey's Family Foundation.
All right. Awesome. More on that to come. It's 8:53 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.